As promised, we're joined right now by a forward for the Houston Rockets. He had 9 points, 8 rebounds last night against Memphis. He is averaging 8 and 6 per game this season. He was an All-American, a Big 12 Player of the Year at Texas. Houston is in first in the Southwest. They're hosting San Antonio tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern. We are joined by P.J. Tucker. P.J., it's great to have you back. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great, man. How you doing?
Good, dude. Good, good, good. So you're coming off a tough one last night, P.J., against Memphis. You've got San Antonio tomorrow. So are you able to shake off a loss like that pretty quickly, or does a loss like that maybe linger a little bit longer? P.J., P.J., pick him up. Pick that up, Adam Hawk. He lost, or I said we lost him. So I'll see if we can reset that for you. Anyway, that was P.J. Tucker. We will try and reset that. He needs to call us back. And we keep grinding. Who do you like? Do you like LSU? Do you like Auburn? Do you like Nevada? How about Jungle Favorite? FDU. And now we go back to it. P.J., that was kind of weird. Nice to have you back. How are you?
That was super weird. I don't know. I was talking, and then you guys saying hello at the same time.
Dude, that was super weird. I was saying, yeah, kind of a tough loss to Memphis last night. Does that, with San Antonio coming up tomorrow, do you quickly turn the page, or does a loss like that maybe linger a moment or two longer?
No. With us and how our team plays, you know, we bounce right back. We've been playing really well since All-Star break, and you know, we're a determined group, and guys know what we have. You know, Memphis came out playing well last night, but you know, we have to do going forward.
P.J. Tucker, my guest. Listen, there's so many things I want to talk to you about because I always loved and respect the way you approach the game, both on and off the floor. But I want to say this. Your name came up earlier this week when I had North Carolina Central coach Lavelle Moten on the program, and he was talking about Enloe High School and how much pride he has in seeing what you've done. So what's it mean to you to be representing Enloe on the biggest stage right now?
It means everything. We've had so many guys, you know, that weren't hired that night to be able to come out of Enloe. It's always been a basketball school. We've had tons of guys go to college, few NBA players, and, you know, it's our tradition. So it means everything.
So we're talking about guys like Moten, Nate McMillan. The story goes that your jersey was the first to be retired. In fact, what's it mean to have your jersey retired there?
Oh, man, it was huge. It was the first time anybody's jersey has ever been retired there. So, you know, that alone. Was big time, but we had tons of All-Americans come through there. Chris Wilcox, Mike Bell, I mean, the list goes on and on. So it's pretty cool to be one of the first there after that.
Houston Rocket, P.J. Tucker, my guest. Now, last time you and I spoke, we talked about your amazing journey from Enloe to college and then around the world before coming back to the NBA. You know, the fact is, you had a really good thing going overseas. You didn't need the NBA. So what made you come back?
Kind of my family. My wife wanted me to come back. She wanted me to give it one last shot. You know, I didn't really want to. So that was a big determining factor because I honestly was ready to turn it down because I was comfortable and I just signed a multi-year deal over there. So it was one of those situations where, you know, you're giving it one last try and it ended up being the try to work. So I'm definitely blessed and grateful for the opportunity.
P.J. Tucker, my guest. The thing is, it's not like you came back and you're just hanging on. You've come back and you've become an essential part. Mike D'Antoni said this about you, quote, "To be honest with you, I don't know if anybody could replace P.J. I'm sure there are some out there, maybe superstars, maybe. But then again, I don't think so because he's perfect for us," end quote. It's extremely high praise. What's it mean to you to hear that from your coach?
It means a lot. Anytime you have your coach talk about you like that, it's big time. You know, it's one of those things where the way the game has changed, it kind of tailor fit for how I play, you know, and especially the way the Rockets play. You know, we have so many guys on our team that can do so many different things. More than that, we need people to come in and fill spots, you know, doing to be able to knock down shots, being able to guard people, 50-50 balls, you know, all the extra possession stuff, the stuff that gets us going offensively and defensively. So, you know, it's just something I look to do every night, something different.
See, the thing is, though, P.J., the way he makes it sound, you've got different guys doing different things, but nobody can do what you can do in the sense that he says, he says, we plug P.J. in on the best player on the other team, and he's going to guard that guy regardless of position, and we can switch off him. He gives us so many options. So what that means is, obviously, you're going to be chasing Steph Curry or locking down Kevin Durant. You're going to get one of those battles every single night. How do you approach those battles, and how much pride do you take in those battles?
That is my job. That's what I do. That's what I take pride in. That's one of those things that every single night, having to play one of the best players in the NBA. You know, if you don't get up for that, I don't know what else to get up for. And that was one of those things. You study every day, watch a lot of film. You know, you got to know guys in and out because guys are such good scores in the league. You know, scoring, you know, 30-plus points every night. Got to be locked in. And that's something I definitely pride myself in.
P.J. Tucker joining us, you know, not only that, but it's also like this approach, it's this attitude. There's so many amazing stories from guys that you go up against and the way they react to it. For instance, Jared Dudley said that when you guys went against each other in practice, he never bothered trying to dribble around you. Quote, I'd always pass. I'd always move without the ball. He said that he would try to get away from you because you made life so tough for him. And he's not the only guy who talks like that. Like, what's your reaction when opponents say to you, man, calm down, dude, relax? Does that make you laugh?
No, I swear. I think it's something that, you know, obviously you want people to say about you as a defender, but you know, it's one of the things I take pride in every single day. So in practice, every day, get better. You know, I want guys to challenge me, to go at me. That's why me and Devin Booker created such a good relationship, because he was fearless every day, really trying to attack me and go at me his rookie year. And, you know, he definitely grew from that, and I did as well. So it's something that you take pride in, trying to get better in every single day.
I would imagine, though, guys, just not everybody wants to deal with that intensity, that energy all the time, every single day, and that's a good part of your game. That works for you. You know, then there's this thing, though, when you exert that much energy on both ends of the floor, you know, I've heard one basketball coach after another say that there are guys who want it offensively, but not everybody wants to pay that price defensively because it takes a toll on you if you're going out all out on both ends. So how do you prepare your body and your mind for that battle night in and night out to go all in, all out on both ends of the floor?
Yeah, you know, the NBA season is so long. 82 games, we don't realize how many games that is throughout the year, back-to-backs. It's a lot. You definitely have to take care of your body. You know, living in the training room, making sure my body's together, in the weight room, you know, taking care of yourself. And this is all outside of practice. So a lot of work goes into that, but also just having your body in the best shape as possible. You know, I had to shed some weight, you know, going into this season just because I wanted to be able to play stronger for a longer amount of time. So you know, it was one of those things you have to kind of cook up and kind of figure out, and as you – progressing your career, how to be able to have your body in tip-top shape.
P.J. Tucker joining us. You know, on that point also, you said to CBS recently, I know how it is. Obviously, I'm, quote, nobody is as talented as James Harden, but I know what it's like to lead a team. So how do you approach leadership in terms of this particular group and what you do for them? How do you lead this group from the front?
More than anything, I know what I'm going to get from Chris and James every time. You know, every night they're going to come out and they're going to do what they do. You know, our team is going to be dependent on everybody else. Everybody else coming in and doing their job, you know, between me, Clint, Eric, and the rest of the guys. Everybody else has to come in and do what they do. You know, that's what we say. We say, do what you do. You know, we don't need you to do anything else but what you do and what you bring for our team. If everybody on our team does it every night, then, you know, I like our chances. So, you know, the more than anything is trying to get everybody else going and being focused that are around those two.
Right, so last year, legend has it, you played Game 7 against Golden State after undergoing 3 root canals. There's a lot of work to be done between now and the playoffs. How much, though, would you like another shot at those guys in the postseason?
Yeah, that definitely happened. That's definitely the focus, trying to get back to the West Conference Finals. You know, we got in a really good position last year. You know, some unfortunate things happened, and, you know, life happens, and, you know, we didn't win, but no, our focus has been to get back there. We've gone through the steps. You know, we've had a pretty decent season. Not as good as we possibly wanted, but, you know, they ended out pretty good. So I think now going into the playoffs, you know, we're a different team. It's definitely not the same team as last year, with the whole new focus and understanding of what we got to do to get it done.
And then finally, how are you different now than you were last year, and how do you feel like it's setting up for you this year?
Honestly, it's a completely different team. I feel like we're a little bit deeper this year. You know, we got a few more guys that have been around the block, have playoff experience, and can plug in case injuries or anything else like that happens. You know, we got a lot of experience. You know, last year our team was really together. We had some good units. You know, to win 65 games. I don't know how many teams have ever done that in the history, but, you know, that's a pretty special franchise amount of wins. But you know, with all that, you know, we still not winning this year. I feel like we're a little bit deeper as a complete team, every position. And I think it's going to help us in the long run, no matter what happens.
Appreciate your thoughts on that. Former Big 12 Player of the Year at Texas. He was an All-American. P.J. Tucker doing what he always does, leading from the front. P.J., appreciate you. Great to have you back on the show. Thanks for doing that.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you.
Appreciate you very much. P.J. Tucker, that's a jungle favorite right there. Man, I love the way he handles himself on and off the floor.